This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
If you've ever shopped online, you've definitely noticed that purple Shop Pay button. It has become a universal symbol for a fast and secure checkout experience. Well, that button is actually the engine behind the scenes because it means a store is powered by Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands around the world. From global names to people launching their very first business. With hundreds of beautiful templates, you can build a store that matches your brand without touching a line of code. You can manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing.
And that iconic purple Shop Pay button? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet, helping reduce abandoned carts and boost sales. Your customers already know it, trust it, and love it. If you want to see fewer abandoned carts, it's time to head over to Shopify.
Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. And see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You are very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie today. And first of all, I want to apologise for my blocked nose. I have hay fever. As this episode was recorded, the pollen was high, and I'm a bit bunged up, so I will be saying very little today. No, that's not true. I can never say very little. Sorry.
Woohoo! Can I take over then? Can I actually do... Can I man the show today? Can I be the dog's bollocks?
You did it once before and it was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
The worst listening to podcast ever in the history.
No, it was technical issues. It wasn't anything
it was every issue.
To do with me.
It was a lot of issues.
I actually think you should put me in that chair. I think it would be a lot more interesting and fair. No, and I wouldn't cut people off for disagreeing with me.
I don't cut people off. I love when people disagree.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Anyway, that's my bunged up, sinusy today. So apologies for that. And if you're listening to this episode in December, you're probably wondering why
I have hay fever in December.
But obviously when we recorded this, it wasn't December. So there you go. Now, we have a lot of people that want to talk about today's topic. And I will read out the message from Tracy in a moment. Now, Tracy, as you know, Katie, is a regular caller and listener to this podcast.
Yeah.
She has been following us for the last 3 years, I think. She's around about 3 years.
Yeah.
And like many of you do. Now, there's a rant coming up here, guys, so bear with me. There's a rant coming. And we ask you guys every single day to send us in messages that we think or that you think we should cover. And it's called Opinions Matter. And Tracy contacted us yesterday evening about 6:30. Was it you had the phone? Was it 6:30? Around 6:30.
About 7 o'clock.
About a topic that she wanted raised, and we thought it was a good topic, and we put it up on our Facebook page an hour before we pressed record on this podcast. And I'll give you her full story in a moment, but many of you will have seen the post. Is she's giving out about certain headstones in graveyards. Anyway, she wanted to come on and talk about it. She was very eager to talk about it, and we put it up on her Facebook page, and she was trolled within an inch of her life.
Yeah.
Whatever about having an opinion. The people were giving out about her having an opinion about gravestones, yet they were having an opinion about her having an opinion.
Yeah, but I would be in that cohort. I found her message disgusting.
No, it's just another. Okay, but that may be.
She took a picture of someone else's grave.
Yeah, but that's not the one we posted.
No, I know we deliberately didn't post it.
And in fact, she said.
But when I saw that, I thought to myself, and I can say this now because she's not coming on, I thought, what a vile, despicable.
Yeah, but she's still a listener
individual.
To the podcast.
Well, no, I mean, this is an opinions podcast. I think her opinion and sending a picture of someone else's grave is vile and
despicable.
She
did say it was just for you. Well, no, the reason she sent the photograph, and we'll come to this in a second, was in order to talk about a topic, we have to know what we're talking about, okay?
We need context.
And that's why the photograph we put up on Facebook page was not the photograph of the graveyard. It was the one that was similar. Anyway, to say, and I've seen some of the messages that some of you, not all of you, have sent Tracy on Facebook. And I have to say, shame on you. Like, wishing her death and all that. Like,
okay, that's a bit extreme.
A bit extreme.
That's very extreme. That's not okay. But I just thought to myself.
Why can't we just have different opinions without, like, she sent us screenshots of some of the messages that our Facebook followers have sent her. And lads, you need to calm the hell down. This podcast works because its opinions matter and we take all opinions. And yes, I don't think her opinion is controversial, okay? I really don't think it's controversial, but we'll get to that in a second. But, and Vanessa's saying she asked for an opinion and she got an opinion. No, Vanessa, she didn't just get opinions. Again, she got vile, vile messages.
I don't agree with all the messages, but at the same time, kind of like you put your hand out to get slapped.
Okay, okay.
You know, I don't agree with people saying that she should go kill herself and stuff. Obviously, that is vile. But at the same time, take pictures of someone else's grave to send into an opinions podcast.
Right, she sent it to us privately. Okay, anyway, I'm getting that off my chest now. She was due to come on with us about today's podcast. She was very eager to come on and talk to us. And because she was bullied by adults, like it's not school anymore, guys. She was bullied to the point that she, first of all, she's after coming off Facebook completely because of the messages that were sent to her. And second of all, in her words, why would I come on and get abuse from these scumbags? And I'm sorry, anybody that sends someone
you should be able to have a debate without resorting to that kind of bullying and abusing people or whatever. But I can understand absolutely why people are upset. I found her message to read it. I found it abhorrent.
Okay, all these people, it's not that bad a message.
I found it reprehensible.
Okay, stop using big words.
I'm going to use big words because I find it disgusting.
And let me ask you a question. All the people that sent her abuse, yourself and Amanda messaged them to ask them to come on. How many of those people that were so angry with her?
One, and they're not answering their phone now.
Okay, so all the people that were so angry with her and were sending her abuse haven't got the balls to pick up the phone as usual.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me read out Tracy's message. I'm very annoyed about that people would treat a listener to the show that way, because she is a listener to the podcast.
That doesn't mean impunity to say whatever you want either and not have expect reaction. I mean, when you're insulting how people choose to grieve their loved ones and to mourn their loved ones, that's their sacred place to go and remember their loved ones. If they want to bring a bottle of vodka and sit down there, I'm not saying I agree with it, but that's their choice.
Nobody should DM her, says Vanessa again. Just leave her alone and discuss the topic. That's all. Vanessa, some people just can't do that. And as I said, the ones that were the most angriest and are still angry on her Facebook page, they won't have the balls to take me on. They'll take on Tracy by going into her DMs and sending her via messages. Take me on, because I'll be well able for you.
Well, let's see how big your conviction is.
Okay, well,
let's see you're not backtracking then.
I won't backtrack.
As soon as the heat is on, because that's what you do, you're going to backtrack.
Here's Tracy. Anyway, here's what she says. I'd love to come on about this. My husband is buried in, she mentions the cemetery. We're not mentioning it right now.
What cemetery is that, by the way, again? I forgot.
You'd know that one, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I know that one, yeah.
Don't even say what side of the city it's on. But most cemeteries would have this anyway. My husband is buried in blank cemetery. And I want to talk about some of the gaudy, is it gaudy or gaudy? Gaudy. Isn't it gaudy? Some of the gaudy headstones up there. I'm up there once a week to see him. Last month, the plot next to his erected a huge football jersey headstone and football on it. It's massive. Far over the regulations of the cemetery. How is this tasteful? I asked the cemetery, and even though the grave headstones go against the regulations, there's nothing they can do to stop it. I'm not being a Karen, but surely headstones should have to meet appropriate sizes. Just my opinion. This huge headstone, as you can see, is overshadowing our plot and taken away from us. Get me on about this, Tracy. Tracy, we did try to get you on. I'm sorry that you felt in such a position that you couldn't come on. I really am. She sent us a photograph, as I said, privately. She specifically said that she ought not to post it. And it is a headstone of a big football jersey and a football. And it is absolutely monstrous. It is absolutely huge. Now, the only point I'm going to make on this is that cemeteries have guidelines. Yes, they do have guidelines.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do. In fact, I looked up the cemetery that she's talking about, and it has specific guidelines for headstones that they have to be a certain size. Now, this thing is absolutely massive. There's also another photograph that we came across from that same cemetery, and it's a huge pint of Guinness headstone. I mean, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line?
It's mad. No, but
where do you draw the line? That's all I'm saying.
It's not impacting your life.
It is impacting her life. It literally is. She said,
I can see the picture. Okay, it might be blocking the sunlight a little bit, but it's not a skyscraper. Like, I mean,
but
like, do you know what I mean? Mind your own business.
Okay, but I would have thought gravestones should be tasteful.
To who?
Okay, so if it
to
was...
To who? So they have to meet your standards. Maybe they're tasteful to the person who's sitting there remembering their loved one.
So why are there guidelines for headstones? So do you agree with these huge big ones that look like a city?
It wouldn't be
something... these big huge marble ones that take up like acres and acres?
No, I know what you're getting at. The ones that members of the travelling community would typically have.
Well, they would be associated with members of the travelling community. Yeah,
I know the ones you're talking about. Do I agree with them? I don't care. That's how people choose whether you're travel or non-travel. traveller, that's how people choose to remember and mourn their loved ones. That's what they want to see when they go, to remember and spend time with their loved one, or where their loved one is resting.
So let me just get you, then you believe anything goes?
Once it's not offensive.
By the way, Darren just messaged a Guinness headstone. Oh my God, Darren, that is absolutely true.
I thought it was AI. Yeah, I wrote back to Jeremy and I said, is that AI?
We're not posting it up there because...
Is that Ireland, by the way? I assume it is with Guinness, is it?
No, the name doesn't look Irish. But it's, just to explain this headstone, it's about 6 foot tall. It's taller than me, the headstone. And it's shaped in a pint of Guinness. It's designed as a pint of Guinness. And it has this man's name who was on
it. It looks like a normal headstone, apart from the white head on it that you know is a Guinness.
So where do you draw the line? Do you have a problem with that?
I don't. It wouldn't be for me, but I just ignore it. It just wouldn't bother me. That's how somebody chooses it's not particularly nice to look at.
That's all she's saying, by the way. That's all she's saying.
She's calling for tight restrictions. I'm like, if that's how somebody wants to remember their loved one, then that's their business. It's like we've done topics before on this show of people posting pictures of their babies who've passed, you know, their stillborn babies, and people go mad saying, you know, oh, they shouldn't post it. If that's how someone chooses to remember somebody they love, then leave them to it. Leave them alone. They're not harming you. They're not bothering you. You do you. Go and sit at your own gravestone and don't worry about what they're doing. Just don't look at it. It's that simple. Don't look at it.
She could say the same then, someone who parks. If your next door neighbour parked a caravan in their front garden, would you have a problem with
that? That's different. That's your home. Not. You're looking at it. Oh, here's Jeremy, the king of silly metaphors. No, because that's your home. You'd be looking at that constantly. That's different.
You mind you. Here we go. Loads of calls coming up. Don't go away. This is going to be a fiery one.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let's go to Angela first of all. And Angela, I have to say, like myself, you're very brave. You're like me. You will stick to your opinion and won't just follow the sheep, the herd. This woman, Tracy, who brought this topic up, got trolled within an inch of her life. Now, that's an exaggeration, by the way, to the point that she doesn't want to come on, and she even removed herself from her Facebook page because of the abuse she was getting for simply stating an opinion that gaudy headstones have no place in a graveyard. And I just want to everybody say, mind your own business, like Diana there, mind your own business, mind your own business. If people minded their own business, we wouldn't have a podcast. So I'm always very conscious to not to shut people down.
I'm also very surprised about the level of not minding their own business people can go to as well. Like some of the stuff we get is mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some of the stuff, and today...
But hang on, to say Diane, mind your own business. Diane, my answer to you is, you mind your own business about what her opinion is. You're not minding your own business.
Oh, Jeremy's on fire today.
Sorry, Angela, go ahead. I'm angry now. I'm angry. What do you think of this?
I think they're horrendous. I really do, and... let's say at the moment we are starting to look at a headstone for my mum, and Jesus Christ, when you go up and you see these graves that have 50 wreaths with pictures all over them, and it's like who can have the better funeral? That's what it's coming to now. Who can have the biggest headstones? Who can have the biggest love hearts? Who can have... And I know what you're saying, Katie, like, it doesn't impact you. It kind of does, because if there is one put up around my mother, they don't go down and look after those graves then. So those wreaths, those hundreds of wreaths with pictures and everything are blown all over the graveyard, all over the cemetery. Who's going to pick up after them?
I think that's a weak argument. We're talking about the aesthetics of it. We're not talking about the logistics.
I'm telling you now, when I go down a graveyard and I see that there is this humongous headstone with guns at the side of it, is that nice?
But no, but who are we to judge? Who are we to judge? How somebody...
Jeez, you're working on the wrong podcast, Katie. You're the most judgmental person ever.
Exactly. But I don't think when it comes to death or how people mourn or grieve, there's no one size fits all here. So what's not nice...
But now there are regulations in because of this.
Why do because people care?
Not where my mum is going to be buried, but a cemetery near me. They have brought in regulations now, that this is the size of the headstone. They've had to.
No, I understand. I'm not. Listen, I'm not saying I think these graves look good. I don't. That Guinness one, when I saw it, I did cringe, but I wouldn't.
Well, your exact words were tacky as fuck.
It's tacky, but I definitely wouldn't go thinking that, oh, they shouldn't be able to do it or there should be limits on the.
Okay, well then, Casey, let me ask
that
you.
That is how they choose to remember their loved one.
Okay, Casey, supposing, and I'm going to put this question to everybody who thinks, mind your business, mind your business, just affect your life. You do you, you mm-hmm. do you. Supposing a gangland criminal was buried next to your grandmother's grave, yeah?
Yeah.
And he asked her, I don't even know if this can be done, but it's just a suggestion. He wanted a headstone shaped like a gun over his grave. His choice, you
but
do
that's
you.
That's offensive.
No, oh, hang
but that's,
on a second.
No, a gun is offensive. A pint of Guinness is an offensive. No, no, hang on a second.
Sorry, could be to an alcoholic, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, a big massive one like the travelling community do, that's not offensive. It's just how they choose to remember their loved ones. And if it's not
but
offensive...
they're not. Do you know what it is, Casey? It's competition now.
But it, regardless of why, it's everything in life is competition.
But
everything
it is,
in
it
life.
It's not that big a deal. Now, that is ridiculous. It is that big a deal. Because I'm telling you, when I go up to my mother's grave now in the next 6 months, the last thing that I want is to be removing pictures of other people all
no,
over
I
the grave.
No, I understand that. And if that is happening, that's terrible. It should be the case that if you're going to do a big extravagant grave for your loved one, is you make sure that it's maintained and it's not impeding on anybody else.
But they don't.
Okay, but we're getting off the point here. The point is we're talking about aesthetically. And I think in terms of, you know, them being, you know, tacky to look at or not being great to look at or being, unless it's offensive or it's, you know, impeding on you visiting your family member or friend's grave, then it's none of your business.
But hang on, Tracy literally said in her message to us that it was overshadowing her husband's plot.
I find this very sad for people who might be listening who may have lost children. Do you know what I mean? And I can't imagine the pain of that as a mother myself. So, you know, you see children's graves and I find it like my grandmother's buried in a grave in Dublin and you go out.
That's awful when you see
It really affects you because you just know behind that grave there's a family of people who are just never going to be the same.
No, but behind any grave there's a family of people grieving.
Yeah.
In particular with children, it hits differently when you see the little windmills and the little bunny rabbits and all that.
No, Casey, let her speak. Do not turn around and say that losing a child is worse than me losing my mother. Don't say that.
It's all relative,
It is all relative, Angela, but I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there because in life, the natural circle is for a child to bury their parents. No, hang on.
We're going
She's
off on a tangent
She's just brought up something
here.
There that I want
oh
to reply
my God.
To.
I cannot believe you're actually so
Angela, it is the natural circle of life that it's not natural for a parent to bury their child. For a child, your mother has, and I'm sorry that you've lost your mother. Honestly, I am sorry. I know. How old was your mother when she passed?
79.
Okay. Condolences and everything else. And I am sorry that you lost your mother. And I know I love my mother to bits. I would be devastated if anything happened to my mother. But at 79, your mother, I'm assuming, I hope, had a somewhat of a good life. She got to experience different things. A child didn't. And I'm sorry, but to say that you can't compare.
Jeremy, just disagree on this.
Okay, well then let's just agree to disagree. So I'm not, that is not the topic.
You cannot compare.
The point.
Because the circle of life doesn't, in the circle of life, you're not supposed to bury a child. It's unnatural.
No, of course it's.
Supposed to bury a parent.
Okay, back
no
to the
parent's
topic.
Supposed to bury a child.
Angela, if you were this woman, Tracy, would you be upset that beside your husband, as his resting place, was a huge, big, massive football jersey and football?
Absolutely. Like, why? What has brought us to this?
Well, people are claiming it's all to do with the grieving process. The headstone you put on the grave is not to do with the grieving process. Absolutely nothing to do with the grieving process. It's
because when you look at these graves, okay, and yes, people grieve in different ways than that. But when you have, like, as I said, up in one particular graveyard where I walk my dogs, right, the amount of graves where you would have them, they'll take over four graves. That's their own business. That's fine. Where there are 19 marble love hearts on the grave. From the aunts, from the uncles, from the nieces, from the nephews, from the grandmother, from the this. And then it's like, I'm going, what happened to just plain and simple. We've lost you. We love you. We'll never
I agree.
You.
I agree. Say that for a second, Angela. Simple headstone. That's all we're talking
about
here.
Okay, so a headstone.
It's not keeping up with the Joneses.
That's not what I'm saying. A headstone is what? It's a shrine to somebody you have lost, someone you loved and lost, yeah? So if that is how you feel that they would want to be remembered or you want to remember them, then that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what you think, Angela.
You think there should be no rules about gravestones?
Oh, I think obviously you can't put skyscrapers in and you can't go putting, I don't know, Playboy bunnies and guns because that's offence. There can be a lot.
Are you the graveyard police now?
You're the graveyard police. Nope, you're the one saying that they should be rules. Like the traveller community ones. Like, okay, some people have a problem with them. Just don't look at them. If that's what they want to do to remember their parents or grandparents or whoever passes, that is not your business. They're not
offending. So someone erecting
you.
The Trevi Fountain over a grave is fine, is it?
Sorry?
Like the Trevi Fountain. In Venice, big huge fountain.
But you're still within on a grave. When you're doing a grave, you're still within the spatial confinements. You can't go over the space you're allowed to do, so it can't be past a certain space anyway. So just go.
So you
spend
think,
time at your
you
own
think
grave.
More, you think the more extravagant?
I think
grave.
People. I think first world problems for you, Angela. You've little to be worrying about. Okay. Honestly, it's pathetic.
Stay there for a second, Angela, and let me go to Anya. Anya, what do you think of this?
Hey guys, how things? Well, Tracy, first of all, should mind her own business. She should.
But it is her business. It's her business.
It's not her business.
I should mind my own business. I was like, I'm literally not minding anyone.
Tracy's not minding anyone's business because she's too busy taking a picture of someone else's gravestone.
But you're
being disrespectful.
I
find it abhorrent when people take selfies drinking pints at gravestones saying, oh, here's a pint for Uncle.
Okay, it's not
that's
the classiest
thing
to do, but who
that's
cares?
That's their family. Yeah. That's their family. That person that Tracy took a picture of the headstone. She is nothing got to do with that person who suddenly passed away. If that headstone was beside my mother's headstone, which my mum, she's dead 15 months now, so she is. And if that headstone was beside my mother's headstone, we would be absolutely fine with it.
Okay, there you go, we Angela. Each to their own.
Well, that's what it is. But that is why they brought these regulations in now. There was no regulations before, but now there's regulations. And when you look at it, that is why houses have planning permission. Because if you have a nice little terraced house there and you want to build a monstrosity of an extension on the back of it, and my extension is stopping the light going into your house, that's a problem, isn't it? That's why they have planning permission.
All right, go on.
So you would object to that. So this woman is saying that this monstrosity of a headstone is overshadowing her own the headstone that she visits. I can't remember whether it's her husband or mother or father, sorry. But Anya,
yeah.
What happened to just nicely and respectfully marking a grave?
They were respecting their loved ones by putting a football and a football jersey as that person's gravestone. Because number one, he probably followed the football team that he absolutely loved. And number two, he or she probably played football when they were alive. That's the reason why. And the second thing is, Tracy showing that she is so disrespectful by taking a picture of someone else's headstone.
I think it is the height of disrespect. It's disgusting. It's abhorrent.
It's the height of disrespect. Has she put it up all over social media?
No, she just sent it to us.
No, it doesn't matter.
Hang on, Anya. If she didn't send it to us, by the way,
I think you get bad karma for that, genuinely. There must be some kind of bad karma
Deleted the photograph. So the reason she sent the photograph is that said because if we didn't know what the grave looked like, Anya, every single person would be asking, what does the grave look like?
It's just an example. Slating it all over Facebook or all over Instagram or.
She's bringing it to us for us to let people slate.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, but she's
Disrespectful. You haven't put up the picture. Well, I'll tell you what, right? Why don't you go onto Google there and Google headstone?
Yeah, literally.
And the amount of pictures that come up, there is millions of them. Is that disrespectful?
But they're not being put up for people to laugh at and ridicule.
Yes, really,
I just think there's something very sinister and something very...
Oh, well, hang on a sec there, Katie.
Underhanded in...
Hang on, Katie.
Ridiculing somebody
for
how they choose
to mourn. Okay, I Googled this. I want to put this all... I Googled this, and there's a story in the Irish Sun from last year about traveller gravestones, yeah? And this isn't necessarily about travellers, but there's photographs there of a huge, enormous... traveller gravestone that was built without permission. Now, the journalists obviously took photographs of that photograph.
Was the context of it there? Sorry, what was the headline on it?
I thought there's war going on over the gravestone being built. And the gravestone is...
Well, then they were posting it for context.
Were the Irish Sun right?
She sent it in to you for context.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right to publish someone's grave. No, I don't.
But you're not publishing it.
Publish it, but I think it was wrong. In that ground is somebody's son or daughter or mother or husband or wife.
Said,
that is not right.
Well,
there is no excuse for doing that. And the Irish son, shame on them.
It's okay for the son to do it,
To post a picture, to literally take a picture of somebody's resting place
you
and put it up.
It there. Said it there. They had to put it in for context.
I said they probably put it up for context, but I still think putting it up is disgusting. Putting something up... Putting someone's resting place up... No, it's not a news story. It's like when they post pictures of Gemma Collins looking fabulous, apparently, and she looks like she's just been dragged through a bush backwards. They do it knowing what they're going to get. That was put up to do nothing more than ridicule the person who's grave that... And I'm sorry, regardless of whether you think that grave looks shit or not, Angela. Hang on a second. It's just people's entitlement to get offended over something that has nothing to do with you. The person who put that up, if I went on to the Irish Sun and I saw that and that was one of my loved ones, I would be incredibly hurt, because that person, okay, it might be big and we might think it's tacky and gaudy, but that's how they didn't do it to offend you. They're minding their own business. Everybody else mind theirs. It's that person's resting place. It's so offensive and so upsetting and sinister to do something like that. Okay. Who's the person who posts that story, by the way? Who's the journalist? Just out of interest, do I know this
journalist? The journalist wouldn't have done this.
No, the journalist's name was on it, because that's... That person, what year was that? 2024? I don't know. I've never heard of that woman.
Imagine
she drove down to that graveyard. She stood there with her phone taking a picture of someone's grave who has nothing to do with her.
It was in relation to the story that there was...
Matter. Putting that up...
By the way, it was with a 37-ton marble headstone on
the
it.
I'm not saying I agree with it, but Jesus, imagine going down and taking a picture. So I think you get no good karma for that. That to me is just... must be very upsetting for the family members and friends.
I don't like seeing people opening cans of beer over gravestones.
Why?
Just don't.
I don't either, but you know what I do? I walk past and it wouldn't be for me. Okay. Let them do them.
You do you. Stay there for a second, please, Angela. There is a huge reaction to this. Here is Mark. Sorry, Mark. You will be there, actually, if I press that button. There's Mark.
Comparing wreaths to headstones is just stupid. They're temporary. It's not a permanent fixture. So Angela's argument there is just pointless. I've seen lots of headstones I don't like the look of at graves, but like, it's none of my business. Once it stays on that person's plot, not much you can do about it. I'm not there to look at everybody else's graves. I'm there to visit my loved ones. It's that simple.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Martina, how are you?
My granddaughter is buried straight across the road from me. We have a load of graves over there. They're huge. We've never had a problem with them. They're beautifully kept. They're immaculate. They're not encroaching in anyone's grave.
Is this in a cemetery? It's an actual cemetery, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. Okay.
My cemetery. I can face out my window and see my granddaughter's grave.
And that's nice that you were so close to the resting.
Sorry to hear about your granddaughter.
And are the headstones big? Are they like the kind of headstones?
No, like my granddaughter's headstone is a nice small one.
Yeah.
But there's some huge ones over there and they're beautiful. And I will tell you, they are so, so well kept. They're immaculate. And certainly a lot would be belonging to the trapping community. I'm telling you now, they're off there every single day, cleaning and making sure there's not a speck of grass out of the way, which is more than I can say for most people.
So the graves are very well kept, and that is good. And you're right, there are certain graves that are completely let go rack to ruin and stuff like that, and that is bad.
Yeah.
But, and you're saying that the headstones of some of the graves are tasteful. But here's the thing about it, and I'll come back to Angela on this. Tasteful is a matter of opinion, and everybody thinks different things.
Exactly.
Everybody thinks different things. And what's tasteful for one person is not tasteful for...
But you're not going to visit that grave. Yeah. That's not your family members. So what is exactly, everything is subjective. That is subjective for that person.
Okay, Martin, or let me go back to Angela. Angela, you're only walking your dog through the graveyard, so it's not bothering you in any way.
No, it's not, but it just looks manky. It just looks, now, your granddaughter's grave, I guarantee you, is lovely. You've probably got a few teddy bears up there, a few, you know, maybe toys, a few. That's different. That's different.
Look, my granddaughter she's a nice little grave, and there's a tiny little Minnie Mouse in it. But there's other graves down there, and I know one girl, her little girl died, and she has a big grave. But it is beautifully kept. And when I walk through that graveyard, I actually do stop at these ones, and I'm going, oh my God, the thought that they put into it.
I'm talking about graves that are up there. After the funeral, they have been left, and they're not visited again.
But we're not talking, Angela, about graves that are
unkept. We're not talking about
that. We're talking about graves that are, you know, kind of in your face, kind of out there.
Well, then let me ask you then, Martina, do you agree with the decision, and obviously they're not following through with it, but the decision that different graveyards make about what size a headstone should be? So I'm just looking at, it's saying typically, no, the maximum should be is 450 millimetres, 2,000 millimetres. So, do you not think that you should be all of a similar size? And that it shouldn't...
We might as well say all the stones should be just black.
Yeah.
So if we want something different...
You're taking into account other people's personalities.
And I know exactly where that grave is.
Yeah.
But I don't have to be going looking through 10,000 graves. I know exactly where it is. Because I have a different colour grave to the other people who are on either side of her.
My thing on it, Jeremy, is that you might, like, I'm not saying I think these graves look fabulous or anything like it, but it's just a case of, why should your opinion matter to this person?
Jesus, do you know the name of the podcast?
No, literally, I mean, to somebody who has buried someone.
I think
you
forget what this podcast is.
So you don't think, you said there, oh, some people, it's not for everybody. It's like somebody, if they want to paint the inside of their house, it's not green. You go into their house. Are you going to call for people because you might have to be in their house and witness it? No, it's no different.
No, it is, because a graveyard is a public place.
But it's something the person who owns that grave has paid for that plot.
Yeah.
That is theirs to do with what they want.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, you don't think people should follow the rules of
I think people should be able to express their grief in any way they want, once it's not offensive.
But what's offensive? Again, you the graveyard, please.
I asked you
what's offensive.
As in, you know, if you have somebody with the KKK, somebody who was a white supremacist with a KKK picture up.
Okay, so you're
like
deciding
that.
Some people don't find the KKK offensive, by the way. Just saying.
Sorry, somebody having a big in-your-face grave with, you know, whatever it is, and big statues, that's not offensive. That's mind your own business and keep walking. You must have a sad little life if that's, and same with Tracy, you must have little to be worrying about if that's what's keeping you awake at night. Go get a hobby or make a few friends. Weirdos.
Here's Martin.
Afternoon, guys. What sort of bollocks is Jeremy and Angela talking here? I fucking knew it as soon as I seen this, that Jeremy would be there in his ivory tower shiting on about, oh, it's distasteful and all of this. I couldn't give a rat's bollocks, right? What's buried beside me? I'm about a gangland criminal buried beside me. So what if he is? Or buried beside a loved one? The both of them are dead. Nothing's going to happen. You know? Jesus Christ. If I want a big forest thing on my fucking grave, that sound. If Darren there that rings in wants a big fucking ganja leaf there and he's buried next to my mother, I couldn't give a bollocks. And if they have regulations, yeah? They should be applied. But there can't be any regulation about what you have there, just about what size the thing is. Jeremy, come down from the ivory tower. Cop the fuck on. Jesus Christ above. Doesn't matter a fuck.
Oh, that was a nice little rant. And in fact, Martin is there. And unlike a lot of you, at least Martin has the balls to come on and actually back up his point, whereas most of you are just like, on the keyboard. I disagree with you. At least he has the balls to come on. Fair play to you, Martin. You have balls.
Talking a load of bollocks there, absolutely, to be brutally honest. Absolutely. Yeah, talking. What does it matter a fuck to you who you bury beside or who somebody is buried beside?
Well, no, it's not me that brought it up. I'm not the person that brought it up. So,
but you're agreeing with this Karen one or whatever her name is.
Well, Tracy is a no-no. What I said was there's a reason why graveyards have different regulations. And you said in your message there, does it matter if someone like Darren has a ganja leaf as his headstone? And my answer to you would be, I don't think that's an appropriate place for and let's be honest, a graveyard is a religious site, okay? It's not a park that you're putting in your graveyard.
No, it's not a religious site. A graveyard is a place where people...
It's not a religious site.
I'm not an atheist.
It's not a religious site.
That's such a load of bollocks. If it's on a church grounds, okay, you could argue religious, but something like Glasnevin Cemetery, I'm sorry, that's not a religious site. There's people from everywhere of all sorts.
Yeah, every race
that's
and religion.
Such bollocks.
Yeah, it's a load of shite.
Okay, maybe not religious, but it should be respectful, should it not be at all times? It's a respectful place, isn't it?
But what about that?
Okay, so you're saying the regulations, right? This a certain grave size. So what if it's a gravestone can't be any higher than 1.3 metres? But if somebody had a 1.3 metre high football shirt or whatever, or a bit of a flag, I know you get triggered by flags, Jeremy. Let's just say they had a...
Oh, no, it's people,
flag.
Hang on, it's people like you that get triggered. If you saw an LGBT...
Well, I'm not triggered.
No, if you saw a rainbow flag on you, you'd be onto straight away saying about pushing the LGBT agenda in graveyards.
How would you feel, Jeremy, if somebody, you were going to visit a grave and the person actually had a big Irish flag with... Irish
again, well,
what would you say?
You'd probably have kittens.
Yeah, he would. He'd have a heart. He'd be buried there the next day.
It wouldn't bother me. Now, hold on a minute. It wouldn't bother me if I was buried next to somebody with a fucking rainbow flag. It doesn't fuck. I'm not going to fucking... Nothing's going to happen to me. There's nothing they can do. They can't push an agenda on me. They're dead, just as I am. Like, do you know...
Okay,
but you're coming up with these analogies. They're a load of shite.
No, they're not.
Yourself and Angela there, like, Joe, go get a cup of coffee and bitch over fucking this, that, and the other.
Well, hang on. You're as angry about us being angry as we are.
I just think it's a load of bollocks,
it's
Jeremy.
Like,
who the hell is
to judge anyone for how they decide to
judge? Sorry, I didn't judge once of this.
You are judging because you think there should be limits and restrictions on what people can do on their own plot.
I think there has to be limits. So you agree there has to be limits? No, hang on a second.
Limits within reason, but not like you. I'm not talking about... you're talking about extravagant in your face ones. I don't give a shite about them. I couldn't give a shit if how anyone wants to remember their loved one. It is not my business.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think it's so pathetic.
It is. Jeremy, you're triggered by would you probably want to go to America and get buried, would you, where they just had the white graves? Like, do you know?
Well, no, they're military graves where there's no body underneath them, and that's why they mark the plot of where the person...
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes, because the bodies haven't been found. They were lost at war or whatever the case may be. That's the reason for that. And I do think... So, I'm clear, you want graveyards to scrap all the rules against size of headstones and all that? So,
I'm not saying scrap the rules against... If there is regulations, then I don't see what an issue is with, like, it was a Chelsea shirt, just as you use as the picture, just as an example. If it was 1.3 metre size Chelsea shirt, I wouldn't bother me if I was there praying to a loved one, if there was a 1.3 metre... thing there. I think it's not about the size with you, it's the fact that it's a football shirt and you think it's distasteful.
No, absolutely not. It's not about that at all.
But you're missing the point. You are missing the basic point here. This is the part that's actually scary. I'm surprised by you because I would have classed you as being an intelligent man. The basic point is that it doesn't affect you. It has no bearing on your life whatsoever. You go and you spend how long at a grave? An hour or 2 hours max a week? If that's what you have to worry about, then you need to get a fucking life.
Most of the stuff that people give out about this podcast doesn't actually affect
them. I think it hits differently when you're talking about how someone chooses to mourn someone. That's so personal.
In a couple of weeks, our listeners will be giving out about the Pride month and about the Pride March, yeah? I don't know if you will be, Martin. I'm just assuming.
Okay, Pride March. That's... But that
doesn't
that
affect
is
you in anyway.
No, but that's
doesn't
divide,
affect you in any way.
People believe the
how do you know? How do you know? It affects different people in different ways.
Well, you're hang on, you're triggered by your
again,
march.
Again, Jeremy.
You're triggered
again,
by your march, Martin.
Absolute fool.
You're triggered by a fucking flag, Jeremy, for fuck's sake. You're triggered by somebody having a clear flag.
Martin, he's missing the point. How you mourn someone and how you grieve someone is personal. It's one of the most personal things a person will ever do. And who the hell are you to tell someone how they should or shouldn't remember the person that they love, by the way, that they are going to visit?
Why did I do that?
You're backing up what Tracy's saying. You've no right to tell anybody or to dictate or to try and restrict anyone remembering somebody how they choose to. Yeah, it might not look great. Yeah, it might look tacky and gaudy. But you know what? If it makes them happy, so what?
Oh, so you do
who
agree
cares?
That some of them look so tacky?
Of course I agree, but I don't care. Because that's what makes them happy.
The country.
By the way,
there's a grave there up the country where you hit a button and Joe Dolan starts playing.
I saw that. That's mad. Again, but it's not, you know, unless it's doing something to impede on your visit to the grave. I just, mind your own business.
What I'd say is if there's somebody there, like they do say some parts of our communities do go and party at graves every year. I don't agree with that. If they want to go and have a drink at
the
grave.
Now we're getting there. Yeah, because I was about to bring that up and you just beat me to it. About people that have parties at gravesides. I've seen videos online of people having discos.
Yeah, but
young ones in mini skirts dancing around a grave.
But,
like, what the fuck?
But this is where
that's different to having
that
an
is
actual
different
gravestone.
Because that is actually impeding. People want to go and they want to have silence and think about their loved one and just, you know, be in the moment. That's different because that does actually impede on somebody attending.
So the point is, Martin, and it took you a while to get there, you agree with me to a certain extent. And I know
I don't agree with you at all about the gravestone, Jeremy.
No.
Because that's the whole point about the gravestone, not about the people in the graveyard, about the gravestone.
No, you agree that there are certain rules that should be
certain rules. There's no rules in how
respect.
You grieve for someone, you moron. There's no rules in how you mourn someone.
And keeping quiet in a graveyard. That's a respect thing.
Some people think it's a nice way to
respect. Respect. You know what respect is? Do you want to know what respect is?
Yeah.
Respect is minding your own business and letting people decide what they want to do for their loved one. How do you know that loved one didn't request that on their dying bed? That wasn't their, you know, their final wishes. I want to be buried in a place like this.
I've lost family members through my life.
Not
one of them has ever requested what I want.
Interfering with how someone else chooses to mourn their loved one.
Well, if I was dying, the last thing in my mind would be, I want an Everton jersey.
You don't know what you'd want on your deathbed, though, Jeremy. You don't know because you're not in the mindset of someone who's dying.
I just want a normal headstone. That's all. I don't want statues. So, Martin, what would you, if you heard that I died next week and I got a statue put over my gravestone, you'd say, what a dickhead he is.
Well, no, I'd just say it wouldn't really cross my mind, if I'm being honest with you. It wouldn't bother me here or there.
Well, some people would. Thank you, Martin. We have a couple more. Why is everybody so angry today?
Because it's just so how cheeky it is. It's just how pathetic it is as well. Like, you fucking loser. Like, why does it bother you? Do you know what I mean?
Me.
Get a life.
Okay,
go make a friend. Read a book. Join a book club. Do an art class. Take up pottery.
So you haven't read a book since you're in school.
I read all the time.
Yeah. Here's Patricia.
Thanks very much.
Hi, lads. How are you? Great topic today. Quite an unusual, to be honest with you. I can't get over it. Honest to God, I totally agree with Katie on this and a lot of your comments as well, saying the same thing. I mean, first of all, that woman Tracy has a right cheek to go in and do that. I mean, seriously, like, I that wouldn't even cross my mind. What was she thinking? Like, it's fine. I mean, getting involved in people's resting place, I mean, it's none of our bloody business. I know Angela jumping on the bandwagon and everything like that. I mean, that it's mental. I'm listening to this stuff and I'm like, are they for real? Like, honest to God, is this even like, this should be a non-topic. It's none of your business, Angela. It's none of your business. Not you, not Tracy, not anybody else. Walk your dog and walk on. Keep your opinions to yourself. Seriously, like, I mean, scarlet for you. Honest to God, is your life that bloody boring that you have to pick things out and comment on them like that? I mean, someone's resting place, like, seriously, like, get a bleeding life. You and Tracy.
That's a great comment from Patricia. The passion in Patricia. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Here is Jess. I'm dying to hear this.
That Tracy one would want to, I don't know, mind your own fucking business. It's not your headstone. Who are you to call anyone's headstone tacky? It's not your headstone. It's not your family's headstone. What is it to you? Like, I've actually never heard such an ignoramus in my entire fucking life. That is someone's memorial to their loved one, to a family member, to a friend, and you're there calling it tacky.
Like, who the fuck does she think she is? Pardon my language, but seriously, like, who do you actually think you are?
Yeah, that's cheap coming from Jess, who literally is the most opinionated. That's what I don't get about some of you people. I don't get it.
Even Jess is saying, in death, leave it alone.
Yeah, no, but what I don't get about some people is the most judgmental. Jess is on this podcast regularly judging people over X, Y, and Z.
I'm the judgiest wanker on the planet.
Yeah, you're all.
Listen, I'm a judgy wanker. I'll admit that I am a judgy wanker. But when it comes to how people choose to mourn someone, no, I'm sorry, that's not my business. That's nobody's business. And it is a topic for another day as well.
But
like
supposing
who post pictures of their babies who've passed, who are stillborn, you know, people give out about that. I've heard it before.
I've actually heard
Angela talking about it in the past, and that's fine. That's what she believes. But
everybody grieves differently.
Yeah, so what's the, you don't have a problem with that?
Sorry, I didn't even have a major problem with it. I just think that we need to have regulations.
You don't have a problem. So you're saying you can understand people posting pictures of the deceased babies,
but not
wanting a higher wall and a grave. Your brain is warped, sir. You need a lot of professional help. I'm going to give you the name of a guy. I'll give it to you after the show.
He didn't work for you. Anyway, let me go to Jay on this. How are you, Jay?
Afternoon.
How are things?
I volunteered to give that prick a lobotomy.
Who's that? Me?
Yeah. And if there was a statue,
you're working
to
cut out for you, Jay.
Yeah, come here. Katie, just remember, this is the same prick who rang up the management company because children wrote outside his house in chalk, right? This is the same.
This is the same
opinionated fucking asshole who sent them there because the kids were playing football. This is the same gobshire who came on the airwaves and fucking criticised his neighbour for having neck curtains, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know what his problem is? He's too fucking miserable to buy a gravestone. Even in fucking deputy, a Scrooge, he will. I'll tell you what I'm doing for you, Mr. Dixon. I'm going to pull into a QWERTY here. I'm passing a QWERTY. I'll grab a bit of slate. I'll break two fucking sticks off of tree for you, and I'll get your fucking gravestone together.
Here, Jay, hang on, Jay, just before you go on there, I owe you $5,000because I'm living rent free in your head.
Oh, also, Jeremy, just to finish off what Jay is saying.
I'm the one living in your head, remember.
Jeremy, also, just to make you feel even better about yourself.
Sorry, what?
And it's coming in here a lot today. Everton are shit, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know the Everton.
That's coming in a lot today.
I'm not going to have an Everton.
Just make you feel better about yourself.
Jeremy, if we had to live your way, we'd be all in fucking tweed. All right, the world would be fucking grey.
Okay, do you think it's okay?
Yeah, let people mourn the way they want to mourn. You're in a graveyard for 20 minutes once a month to see your loved one. If you were even that fucking, you're probably that miserable you wouldn't spend the petrol to go up and see them. If you're that offended, cremate the fuckers. Put them in a urn, stick them out your back and wave at them once a week. Let people grieve how they want to fucking grieve.
You wouldn't pay the money for the urn, Jay.
Well, he wouldn't. The price of gas nowadays, you'd be on giving out about that. Oh, by the way,
hang on a sec. My father is on our mantelpiece at home. My father's urn is on our mantelpiece at home.
Well, way to make a funny moment serious, Jeremy. I don't really know how to row back from this.
Oh, no, there's no... It's
maybe
not
R.I.P.,
no,
sorry.
When we're having rows in the house, I bring him into it.
No,
like,
you have to... Well, you wait to bring down the tone when I was having
a moment
with
Jay. No, there's no tone
bringing
I'm quite happy that he's... I'm just saying I paid
You're quite happy that he...
They're probably charging
him
rent, are you?
Weird. Yes, I'm charged. I actually thought about it, actually charging me dad rent.
You would, wouldn't you? You charge him rent and make him sign a contract with the management company, wouldn't you?
Let me ask you. You're still speaking about my deceased father. How dare you? Let me ask you about the rules and regulations. Should there be any rules and regulations at all when it comes to gravestones?
Why do we need to live in this world where it's all rules and regulations? Let people grieve, right? They're grieving. You don't live in the graveyard. You visit it once a month, probably once a year after years. We all know that, okay? I mean, just let them. Do you know what your problem is? You're seeing that and that you're thinking, oh, look at the money they spent on that. Oh, I had to walk 17 jobs to get that.
I wasn't even the one. Imagine
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Look at that grain.
I didn't bring
very
lads.
Distasteful. Oh, must go home and tell my wife about it tonight.
I didn't bring
his
lads. I didn't bring up the topic. I didn't mean
I can just imagine
you must remember, Katie, this is the miserable shite that wouldn't even put his daughter's picture on the fridge. Like, this is what we're dealing
with. He won't even put his kids' Christmas decorations on the Christmas tree because he thinks they look awful.
Yes, let them decorate and then he fucks them into them when they're gone to bed. This is what you're dealing with here.
Now, that was a nice little rant that the two of you went off of me, but again, I will say this is not about me. I didn't bring it up. I didn't take the photograph. This
was about you, Jeremy.
Oh, it is.
Now, can you imagine if when Jay passes away? By the way, I'll
truck.
Yeah, there'd be a big Scania truck as his headstone. Like, I mean, you're.
Have you seen the Scania that takes me to my graveyard? Have you ever seen the black Scania with the coffin on it?
I have seen.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's the only one in the country that does that for truck drivers.
Well, I tell you, if there's any justice in the world, you and I will be buried together, Jay. And
Jay, you don't want that. Imagine going out and being buried with Jeremy. Oh. I'd rather go to hell.
Hang on, would you go?
I guess you would rather go to hell.
Would you go for a Scania truck as your gravestone? No, that's a serious question.
I have mine picked out. It's the front of a V8, an old 143 Scania. So it'd be the grill, the window, the door, with a set of air horns, and a set of fucking 40 just for you.
Thanks, Jay. Jesus Christ. Well, the good news is, Jay, you'll be going well before me. You're a lot older than me. You'll be going well.
Yeah, I've seen your latest picture, pal. You're not looking too good.
Oh, my good luck, Jay. Good luck. Jesus, wishing death. I mean, this has gone very dark.
Yeah, but in fairness, put your hand out to get slapped, like.
Okay, again, I didn't bring up the topic. One last call on this. Our good friend, Sarah. How are you, Sarah?
Hi guys, how's it going?
Hey Sarah.
Well, someone just wished death on me, but other than that,
I think most people probably do. They just don't say it to you.
Jesus, that's a bit much. I don't wish death on you.
Thank you very much.
Well, I didn't also hear though. Did you agree with this woman saying something?
He
was
did,
tacky?
Sarah. He did.
Yeah, you're an asshole, and I do wish death on you.
So can I listen to her? So what did she say?
You're an asshole, and I do wish death on you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you something. What he said is wrong. I'm in the graveyard most days. 6 days out of the week I go to the graveyard with some of my daughters. That's just, I can't pass it every day and not go in.
Yeah.
That's just cruel. But let me tell you something. It's nobody's fucking business how other people grieve. If you want to have a big monument of whatever your child likes or whatever your sibling, whatever, whoever's died likes or whatever you like, that's your business. Nobody else's. Someone that has a problem with it is jealous in my eyes.
Okay, so that girl Tracy that originally brought it up, and by the way, she was bullied.
Tracy's a cunt.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Whoa, the airways turned blue
straight
there.
Up. Well, straight up, Tracy is an absolute Jeez. See you next Tuesday. How dare you?
Sorry, did you say Katie is or Tracy is?
Tracy.
I'm agreeing with Sarah. I don't think anyone should judge.
Now, how dare she actually rush into a radio, Safari podcast? How dare she go and actually comment on how somebody else grieves? What type of a trollop is she?
I don't. Well, if she was on the line now, I could actually answer the question, but she's not on the line.
Who is she to tell people how to grieve?
But it is.
And what someone's resting place is. Like, Jesus Christ, like, mind your own business. I'd love her to say it to the family members of that person, though. I'd love to see that reaction.
I know.
I would love to.
Wouldn't you love to see if she posted the picture online, the family knew who it was that posted it?
You know what? I'd punch the head off her if that was my family member and she stopped me. No, Jeremy, you're wrong. You're wrong. I actually can't believe you agree with this.
Oh, you actually didn't.
You did. You said there should be restrictions.
Here's
Jeremy backpedaling now.
Sorry, I'm not backpedaling.
Ding, ding, ding.
What did you say, Jeremy?
Hang on. I'll tell you exactly what I said if Katie shuts her cake
hole.
Okay. My exact words were that, which is the case, that graveyard should have rules and regulations that would assert that you can't have a hot air balloon, for argument's sake, as a headstone, or you can't have an Empire State Building if you love the Empire State.
Oh, so that's Jeremy backpedaling.
Hang on, Sarah, that's not me backpedaling.
Oh, you're such
rewind
a pathetic,
the podcast, Katie.
Weak, meek little man.
Hang on.
Oh,
there is regulations for a start.
Yes.
There is rules and regulations. Let me just tell you that for there isn't saying that. I know there is. There's definitely rules and regulations. For a start, I actually think it's mad because there is a hot air balloon I've seen in another graveyard. Like, so what?
And what are the rules? What are the rules and regulations in a graveyard?
It can't be certain sizes and taking up certain land. You have to be within your own land and so things like that. Like,
for example, for Niamh, then what do you have for Niamh?
Niamh is buried with some of my best friends, and I have the rest of Rasha sitting on my mantelpiece. So if Niamh was alive, Ryan and Ellie probably would have designed something and I would have. I'm not alive, Jesus. Obviously, she's not alive. If she was alive, she'd be fucking alive, Jesus. No, if I had a buried her, like, they would have designed something back then. Probably would have been something princess themed. It's probably something tacky. Who cares? Who cares?
Tracy does. Tracy cares.
And Jeremy cares.
Tracy's a fucking see you next Jeremy now.
Trying to look like he's on the other side.
You know what?
He'll be telling Tracy how dare you in a minute.
You know what we haven't had, Sarah?
Jeremy's afraid of me.
He is. As soon as Sarah came on, your tone changed. You're afraid.
Oh, she's terrified.
Oh, you are terrified.
She wished me fucking death, for God's sake. Sorry,
so, no, so Jeremy, I thought that maybe you agreed with us. Okay. Don't agree to something like that, because at the end of the day, God forgive anyone, like, Jesus, God forgive, I hope you never have to go through it.
Okay,
like,
one,
Jesus Christ, no. I wouldn't wish, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Okay, one final one final question for both of you, so we can finish on a light note. Would either of you visit my grave if I died?
No.
Oh, jeez, that was very
quick. Yeah, I would. I'd bring a few bounty bars and sprinkle them on top of you.
Oh, I'd love a bounty bar. Because can I just say, on a serious note, lads, yeah? And Adrian regularly brings this up and he never mentions the person. There's a certain person who was very well known in the public eye who passed away, Sarah, a couple of years ago, yeah?
Is this exactly who you're talking about?
Yeah, okay, but don't mention
the airport.
Yeah, don't mention his name now.
Yeah,
but Adrian,
I won't.
Adrian passes that his grave regularly and he says it's
so okay. That's so sad.
It's so sad.
Is it really okay?
I'd be out in that graveyard as well, actually.
Isn't that so sad? Isn't it so
he was
sad?
A lovely fella.
Because people are only like flies on shite when you're alive and you are somebody, but when you die.
Oh, but when this person died, Sarah, all the crocodile tears from everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know? It was like that. My mother died in September and they were all like that. She didn't give a shit about the woman. She's alive.
Anyway, I look forward to you sprinkling bounty bars over my grave. Thanks very much.
That's sad that his grave bye-bye. Is...
Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
I saw him about a week before he died.
Yeah. Very sad, isn't it?
That's for, he was a nice guy. That's sad.
So cremation is the way forward.
Mm-hmm.
I should actually start charging my dad.
I don't want to be cremated. It's very scary.
That'd be some size urn. You see, you know what I love about this podcast? It can go from very, very dark to very light and shade.
And you can go from one way to the other.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. Don't forget, if you want to listen to all the other episodes, what do you do? Oh, jeez. Like and subscribe.
Okay, like and subscribe. I was like, do I call out the phone number for people to contact us? There's so many options of what to say here.
The music's over. Bye.